You're listening to Sleep Times Over with Kabat the Catalyst and Zach Moss.
Yo, this is Cree Chameleon, 94 Block, Golden Era District. You are now listening to Sleep Times Over with Kabat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morris. Peace.
Aloha. This is Nick Rolovich from Mitch from UH Football, and you're listening to Sleep Times Over with Kabat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morris. Pride Rock, baby.
Strong, relax and take notes while I take totes of the smoke. Throw you in a choke, gun smoke. Ricky Smalls for mayor, the rap slayer, the layer. Say your prayers. Hail Mary, full of grace. Smack the in the face. Take her Gucci bag and a North.
Sleep Time's Over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. You are in frame. How you guys doing out there? Season 5, episode 8.
Like beef. Reason why
is because we couldn't get the Creed episode up.
Okay, so if you're listening to this episode, well, congratulations. Yeah. Because I would have had to edit this thing for the audio people. Yeah. The YouTube is going to be, it is what it is. But I'm going to be editing this thing first time because you're busy. He was busy last weekend. You had the Made in Hawaii show, so yeah. you didn't have time. Put the Creed episode
really
together.
Really busy. Yeah.
Right, so it was over
12. And when I did, it crashed.
Right.
Because Creed got the lyrics, that's why.
Creed is dropping bombs on the,
just
on
making
the files.
All the audio files.
On the wavelengths, yeah. Yes. Yeah. So this week was going to be the preview of the big Yahoo fight Saturday. Right. Mayweather-McGregor. UH season opener is Saturday as well. Like beef, that is the title. It owed to those big events.
Big events and classic Hawaii... Scrap lines,
yeah.
What, like beef? Right. Do kids even say that?
I don't think so.
What, like beef?
They just say, hey, you...
I think they say tro, huh?
You like tro?
You like tro.
I don't know if they say like scrap. Tro. They just go, what, you F-A-K-A.
Oh.
What? Right?
Fake. I don't know.
You faker.
I would love to see... Be like a little bird on a wire when his high school fight goes down, you know?
They're probably just going, what? Nah, what?
What? What? Like, I don't think they
world
say...
World
star. I don't think they say beef.
They say world star, maybe.
What? World star? Oh, shoots?
They probably... Because everybody's filming, right? So that's it.
That's like the worst. Everybody filming.
Yeah.
And the worst is your friend filming while you're getting licked.
Yeah. That is bizarre.
And it posts on YouTube.
That is very bizarre. Yeah.
You see multiple people keep filming... While their friends are constantly in dire needs of help. Critical events like falling down and like I seen this one where it's like ice pond and the guy's walking on it and like the cracks and it's falling in and like,
oh, and they keep filming.
Keep filming. Like, what the hell is going
on? Everything needs to be on video. If it's not, it does not exist.
It doesn't exist, bro.
And if you notice, if you go on to the IG of Hungry Hungry Hawaiian, a great notable long-time close person friend of the show.
Hey.
He's showing a lot of beefs here. Because usually all these fights happen on the mainland. There's now the local people getting in on these world star
fights.
So
the Hungry
fights.
Hungry Hawaiian is like a beef fight, a scrap.
Oh, no. He just got... Oh. Okay. He usually shows kooks in Waikiki and weirdos.
Well, you know
weirdos,
what? If you go on YouTube, fights in Hawaii, scraps in Hawaii.
You talked about this.
Right. It's like so much scraps.
You talked about this. Yes, correct.
And it's kind of sad.
It is. Isn't but people actually do fight in Hawaii.
Yeah,
because usually people just go what rip, you know, throw the shirt up, you do this thing, and
what supreme douche.
Exactly, a lot of those walking around.
That's anyway, so I couldn't get the Creed. I tried getting to the Creed episode in between my busy schedule.
Yes,
and I showed you it keeps crashing.
Yes,
got
I saw
the
this
fire lot. Bars. You got the hot bars. That's why too much spinning lyrics. You know what I mean?
So, hot fire like
I'm gonna get it up. I promise you, it's still there. It didn't delete it. It's still there. I just need to kind of finagle things.
Well, keep in mind, everyone listening, if you are listening to this,
yes,
YouTube channel's up, and the Creed interview is
up there.
Yeah.
So shout out to Creed.
We had the album review segment, and we had the weekly recap that was not on the YouTube because I didn't film the weekly recap, and then the review segment got blocked by YouTube because of all the songs, the copyright law. Yeah, so.
Here we go again. This is like 1994 where they're busting you for mixtapes.
Calling up Napster right now.
All we're doing is trying to help promote the music.
Yeah.
Sell music. I'm pretty sure people would check it out and listen and
it's
possibly buy it.
Yeah. I don't understand that. Yeah. The whole copyright because you're playing a sample of something. Why would you block it?
They should at least, they should maybe give you like the license to maybe use like a minute maybe or something.
I think so, yeah. Maybe like...
Or something, or like have people evaluate each show that... Like, we're not taking it and throwing it on YouTube to get YouTube views to get paid.
Exactly.
Like, we're literally reviewing it, so... I don't know. These big
it doesn't make sense because, like, you can find a song on YouTube and then rip it, right? Let's not forget
which what we do,
right? So why are you not gonna be able to do that? I understand. We can't even do the kind. You can't even just put the sample of 30 seconds or a minute. Why can't you do that?
Maybe did we do it before though? We did it before.
We did not.
Oh, we didn't film it though.
We did not film.
Podcast is different.
Okay. We did not film it. Yes, that segment.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. That's the reason why.
That's why. So weird, any kind. But
hard
something
knock life, brah.
That was Hard Knocks. Is the local people at Blaisdell?
Blaisdell, you didn't come this year, brah. Never had the Marcus Mariota dog. That's why.
That's one. Two. I did buy all the shirts, brah.
You did buy. You got the exclusive.
I went live
the night before, brah. Oh, how did pause? Oh, that was weird.
Wow. Get it off that pause. Let's get it off that pause button.
How that happened? I've never seen that happen.
Just taking the mouse, putting them away.
Okay, now we gotta remember that might happen.
Yes. Okay. So
that was a fight. So happened. I guess that's what happens when you have a computer with a lot of memory.
I guess. So we're using my computer here, everyone, and then I just went. The screen went black, you know. So I went to turn it back on, and it paused the audio. Yeah, so that's
my
what happened.
1980s sunglass look.
Just do that. We're shades, bro, for the eclipse. So boomerang. We'll get to that in a second. That's a boomerang, what you're doing, YouTube people.
Anyway,
Made in Hawaii, the local
Hawaii,
people.
Local people was there.
Yes. I bought the shirts already, yeah. So I could not make it.
Yeah.
But I, of course, if you just follow your Instagram and Saku-san.
I took you guys to how to set up for Instagram.
Yeah.
I mean, not for Instagram, for Made in Hawaii.
Get followers.
I wish I had someone that was filming 24/7 to see how amount of work
right.
it takes and how tired it is.
Right.
But it pays off because I closed the shop for 2 days.
Okay.
So, you know, everybody's like, oh, you close the shop? It's like, yeah, I close the shop. Because roughly we get about maybe 100 people walking by the shop.
Okay.
Majority of them are going for shoes.
Yes.
Which is kind of crazy. And then some of them are going for haircuts. Mono, you get all the Japanese. So anyway, like sleepers, maybe you'll get 20% of those customers and then they'll buy something.
Yeah.
So you do the math. Within the hour I was at Made in Hawaii, there might have been at least, I mean... I would fail to say maybe a couple hundred in like less than an hour.
Okay.
Or even more. Because those, if you've been to Made in Hawaii.
It's very narrow.
It's narrow and it's packed. Yeah. And there was never a moment where it wasn't people buying something or asking about something.
Yeah.
Or looking at the booth.
Okay. So yeah. So sales were good.
Sales are great. That's the reason why. Okay. I do the math. Close the shop because we make more at Made in Hawaii in 3 days than we do in, in a couple weeks here. You know what I mean? Yeah. No, I'm not even lying. Like, we got to figure it's a condensed amount of people, right?
Yeah.
And you got to remember, 75% probably never heard of Late Sleepers.
Yeah.
People got to forget, don't forget that Oahu have millions of people.
Yes.
We're not like a little tribe in a shack.
You're getting great foot traffic.
Yeah. Millions of people.
Millions of people.
75% of them have never seen Late Sleepers. 25% have, so they're coming for Light Sleepers. Shout out to everybody that came for us. So those 75% are getting exposed. If I can gain at least 25-35% of those 75%,
correct.
I can make money.
That's how it works. That's
and everybody's business. There to buy because it's crazy. It's August, but they're buying for Christmas.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, isn't Made in Hawaii basically a Christmas gift, omiyage kind of fest?
Yeah.
Just to get stuff to bring people to the mainland trip and
because
all that?
Because that's why there's a lot of food.
You get food, you get senbei, kimchi, chips, beef jerky.
Kimchi, chips.
Moo-moo.
Senbei, kimchi, chips.
Passion orange, right?
Moo-moos. You get online for the moo-moos.
Of course get moo. Buy two, get two moo-moo.
Buy two moo-moos, get one moo-moo.
Spell moo-moo, you get moo-moo. Get
spell moo-moo designs.
Sugar donuts from Love's Bakery.
Information moo-moos.
I wouldn't doubt information makes moo-moos.
I should make a moo-moo, yeah?
All right. Didn't we talk about this?
I forget already.
You got it outside the box stuff, man. K-pop shirt, moo-moo.
Yes. Okay, yeah, you're right.
I mean, God, just saying the word moo-moo is just weird. Just moo-moo. Say that like 10 times.
Like Mayday, moo.
Right? You could just do that.
But moo-moos will come in fashion. I promise you, it's going to come. It's going to, the right person's going to have to wear it. Something's going to have to click. But moo-moos will come in fashion. And we need to be on the cusp of fashion.
I'm trying to relay this information to you.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so Made in Hawaii was good. Thank you to everybody that is from Hawaii. from the mainland.
Yes.
Came by. Support.
There are mainland people there?
Yeah.
Okay.
People actually fly in for this.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I encourage.
I had no idea.
Because I had a lot of Bay Area people, LA, San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes sense to schedule your vacations around this because you get all your shopping done in 3 days. You get all the food you want to eat. So, like, if you're like a mainland guy that loves Hawaii or from Hawaii, you live in the mainland, you schedule your vacation around Maine and Hawaii.
Yeah.
Go to Maine and Hawaii every day.
Yeah.
Take your time. Eat all the samples.
Right.
Taro chips, kimchi chips.
Right.
Jerky chips.
Every chip.
Every chip you can think of. Molokai bread. Sell out every day.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Every day, bro.
I've never tried that, yeah.
It's good. It's good bread,
man. It's worthwhile for it to sell out. It's legit.
It's a good bread.
It's not overhyped.
And not overhyped, but it's a very good bread.
Okay.
It's like a very good bread.
Okay. Molokai.
But, like, there is hype to it. Like, it's funny. But Molokai's bread always been like that in Maine and Hawaii. By Sunday, they're sitting down, twiddling their thumbs, counting all the shekels. Oh, bro, 55 OPEs, bro. So mean.
How much is the Molokai bread?
$8-$9 maybe. Okay. It's kind of expensive. But made of Molokai.
Of course, Molokai, no kukai.
No kukai.
No Molokai.
So,
I don't think.
You know, but Maine and Hawaii was great. So, thank you guys. And this week we got coming up, we have amazing Comic Con.
There you go. The hits keep
from
on coming.
From Sheeks to Geeks.
There you go, bro. Coming out of parents' basement.
Everybody come out. Cosplay.
The son.
Marilyn Manson coming out. Everything.
All the albinos gonna come out. All the guys with Hawaiian that are albino gonna come out. Out of the sun. See the sun to see the big get of this one. William Shatner, bro.
Oh, there you go.
He gonna be there.
Nope, it's Steve the Pirate, bro, from Dodgeball. That's what I want. And then there's the Spawn.
Oh, McFarlane.
McFarlane's going to be there.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is pretty much every hip-hop person is cartoon.
Yeah.
Right? You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Now, you know why?
Yeah, everybody
evil,
loves.
He's dark. And
everybody loves dark devils, evil. And like go figure that, you know, they all
good like, evil. It's a good evil.
Right.
It's like evil live. Live evil.
Live evil. Flatliners.
Yeah, flatliners.
It's so funny that, you know, all these guys, they like the dark evil, but then they got to come out into the sun to go see the dark evil. Let's see who burns first.
Kev, I know what people thinking. They're thinking this is any kind Comic-Con, all
of
the freaks and weirdos.
Yep.
Okay, yes, they are freaks and weirdos.
Virgins. You think?
Did we talk about this before?
Yeah, we did. I don't know if half of them kissed a girl. I don't know if they allow, bro.
We need to get a resident cosplayer.
Who could that be?
Guy and girl.
Good luck. Where are we going to find these yahoos? At the Comic-Con, apparently.
I'm asking, hey, is this the sleep time over?
So I got to recruit them.
Recruit them. Come in.
But hey, you stupid. Come here.
When they come in, have them dress up, bro, as the cosplay, bro. I can get girls. Easy.
Whoa, wild and crazy guy you are.
No, because one of my daughter for friends shoot cosplay.
Oh.
And they're okay. And then, yeah, they're right. real nice girls. And a lot of these girls are like nerdy girls.
Right.
Did you know that?
I would think they are if they're going to Comic-Con.
That's why I figure these models are fighting for position at cos shows.
Yeah.
At Water Pox and Wet n' Wild, whatever, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
If they just figure it out and they wait a minute. If I flip the script and become Sailor Moon,
yeah,
with big chichis,
right, or Princess Leia in the Jabba,
yeah, outfit. And yeah, you can get every guy in that Comic Con to buy your print, get your autograph.
It's true.
Like these guys go crazy.
Why hasn't there been that connect? Why hasn't that someone figured that out? It's just.
I mean, there has been some.
Oh, there's a few.
Some like I don't want to say failed models, but you know what I mean, like.
Well, Patricia Ford.
Oh, I mean, I would pay for her.
Okay. Yeah. She might be there Saturday, guys and gents.
I seen her at Walden Books in Kala.
How long ago was that?
I was a kid, basketball.
Okay. Walden Books in Kahala. Wow.
Remember that? Oh.
Now the Apple Store.
Yeah. So anyway, Comic Con is this weekend. Good times, good fun.
Right.
A bunch of shirts. Galvatron Shaka, nobody knows who that is. They're like, I don't care. Spawn, Don't Sleep. You guys probably don't know who that is.
I don't think people know Spawn is.
But I mean,
Galvatron, nobody knows.
It's dope, though. It's dope. That's the thing is, even if you don't know, it's dope.
No, but you got the right shirts geared for these guys.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the angle. That's
and we
what
are fortunate to where it translates over from Maine and Hawaii because the Shakas
right.
to
the Nakas.
Yeah. So that's what they. We are fortunate enough where. maybe knowingly or subconsciously, we created something that can translate over into different demographics.
Correct. Like this show.
Like the show.
Segue well, sir. Like this show. So that's all. That's Saturday. Is that Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We hustling. We working. Got to pay off loans borrowed from the drug dealers. And
yeah, yeah, OHA. Yeah. So Sunday, what time you go till?
Sunday is until, I think, 5 or 3, 10 to 5.
10 to 5 or something like that. And then yeah, the other night you're working like till 10 9. 10
to 9 or something. 10 to 9. 10 to 8. Wow, bro. You check the site. Amazing Comic Con. Spell One will be there.
Of course he'll be there.
And this is the first time ever, guys, he will be selling his art and doing commissions.
Really?
Yeah, he don't do that.
Wow.
He don't draw any kind for you. Spell's not that dude. This is the one time. He has stickers for sale. Really dope stickers. Prints. Really nice prints for reasonable, like 20 to 40 bucks.
That's a, I did not know
that. And if you ever see what Spell posts up, those astronaut girls, yeah, space girls, that's what he's going to be doing.
He drew a picture of me one time. It was very crazy.
Yeah.
It was very bizarre. Hey,
for Spell to draw a picture of you is honor. He did one for me as with Show You.
Show You?
Yeah, he used Show You packet.
Oh, yeah?
That's pretty amazing.
Really?
That's amazing, yeah.
The Show You packet.
He's my friend. And he's the number one artist for Light Sleepers.
Number one artist. But he's the wrestling expert.
Yeah.
Artist expert.
And he did portraits in Show You.
That's unreal.
And it's pretty unreal. Because you're like, who the heck does that?
I you got to show me that after.
Yeah, I'll show you after. He did him, he did me, and a couple other people. But for you to get a portrait from Spell and not pay for it?
Well, I was shocked and honored by
awesome.
That.
Pretty awesome, yeah.
Yeah, but no, the,
it's an honor. I'm not even lying.
It's great that he's going to get out there.
So yeah, that's always been the thing with me is like I'm not trying to hyper-motivate anybody, any artists. Because I know how that is. People pressuring me. We can be next album. We can do the next thing. Right. You know, like as artists, you know, you always get that question when you create a standard for yourself.
Right.
Like for him, his standard's high.
So, right.
I mean, it's good that now he's finally got prints. He got stickers. He got all kind of different little stuff he's working on.
Oh, that's good.
And the thing is, it looks totally different from what he does for Light Sleepers.
That's great. So then that's it.
He's very good. He's getting it. He's getting it. Diversified.
Very good. Very very good to hear. It's good news. Great news. Surprising news. I did not know.
Yeah.
Yeah, great news. Wow. Okay, so that's going to be all this weekend.
That's this weekend and recap.
This weekend, of course, you know, which is coinciding with the show, is on while you'll be at Comic-Con with Comic-Con. Billy Shatner and the GOAT from...
Kevin the Pirate.
Kevin the Pirate. Sorry, the GOAT. I don't know where I got that from. Mayweather-McGregor fight, bruh.
Never mind.
3 that's o'clock. Fine. They're going to have the undercard. They're going to have the midget match, the women match, the man against the bear. Chuck Webner against Bill Walton. Yep, Al Snow going to come out.
Bruce Lee versus Abdul
Bruce Lee, Roy. Yeah, Abdul the Butcher going to be there. Bruce and Brody. Lars Anderson will be there.
All right. Sally Lexus says, wow, he wrestles.
He sells accurate. But same thing, but they all going to be there, bro.
My bad.
On the card, and then the match that going to last. Well, we're going to get our special panel.
Yeah.
Coming up later special in the show. Guests. Special guest in the show. We got IA coming.
Yep.
We have Illmatic coming. You gonna discuss them because A is gonna be our boxing analyst.
Yes.
We're gonna have Illmatic is gonna be the MMA analyst.
Yes, and the reason why we picked IA is his father is
Jesus Salud, bro.
Whoa, Hawaiian Punch.
The Hawaiian Punch.
The original Hawaiian Punch.
Yes, exactly. So it's only fitting we get these guys to discuss the two angles that they're gonna be coming from in this fight that is gonna be one boxer and one MMA guy and what's gonna happen.
And I wanna tell IA my theory. Should I just tell my theory now or go later?
I should do it in front of it.
Yeah.
It's a good theory.
My Hawaii hip hop theory, which everybody's gonna get mad.
Yeah,
but everybody gonna get mad.
Maybe we piss up. Just don't.
The trap gonna get mad. Just, boom bap gonna get mad.
Remember, we only have 30 minutes now, so don't go off into a little tangent of whatever. It'll be 2 hours.
I know. You only got 20 minutes.
You only get 20 minutes, so this is gonna be a fast and furious little segment here.
No recipes, Paul Walker. Anyway, what is your recap? What did you got? Wow. Okay, so you said we have the fights. We also have UH
football debut
at UMass.
Yes.
So we played UMass in our last game last year.
Yeah.
So we could get into the bowl game.
Right.
So we could be 6-7.
What's the line on this game?
Zeros.
The line is zero.
Yeah.
Even. Oh, even. Oh, okay.
Nobody can score.
They bunch of zeros.
Gonna,
no score.
Just stand in front, flip the coin, look at each other.
Tie.
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing? I see you last year. Good.
How you been?
Hey, Sammy, you bro.
Let go, Eloy. Let go, smoke or.
Hey, take care. See you later.
Okay, bye.
Don't forget me, yeah?
All that can be watched on pay-per-view this Saturday at 12 o'clock.
It's going to be free.
It is?
Spectrum is going to show it for free, brah.
Wait a minute.
Spectrum is showing the UH game for free.
How do you know this?
I seen it this morning in the news. I watched the news in the morning.
Why are they doing this? just
because they listen to Sleep Time's Over. Yeah, finally, they say, you know what? We heard two yahoos saying we should go back to being free.
Wait, you serious?
Yeah.
I did not know this. This is breaking news
morning.
Right now.
This morning, they say it's going to be free on channel 1357 or whatever.
Really?
Yep, Spectrum.
12 o'clock, right? Hawaii time.
12 o'clock Hawaii time.
All right,
so
there you go.
So you can go support UH, all you idiots that don't like UH, play on Jim Jones and the 12-0. Like, stop it already. Yay, support.
Cavett just shot the bazooka at all you guys. You idiots.
It's our only team.
Get out of your chair. Turn the dial.
Come on. We play BYU this year. Do you know that?
Yeah.
So, come on, people. Let's not only go to the BYU game.
Classic rivalry that people, probably don't
know. No one even cares.
Oh, Ty Dad must stay there or what? No, you dummy. So, yeah. The game is free. That's great. Yeah, that's very good news. Yeah.
Hey, what college did Michael Jackson go to?
What college did Michael Jackson go to?
Yeah.
He went to someplace in the Midwest.
Brigham Young, brah. Brigham Young.
You are horrible. Let me tell you something right now, brah. That might have been if there was a Yahoo Awards, joke of the year right there.
Okay, USA.
Joke of the year.
Anyway, so UH plays in the fight. You have big party going on in Pa'ina. All the Hawaiians, all the Haoles, all the Hapas, all the Chinese, all the
Laotian.
Laotians coming
gonna be there,
to your party, bro.
Yeah, we're going to watch the fight, watch the undercard, and then watch the two rounds of comedy that's going to be the Yahoo versus the Yahoo.
You know, there's more and more just so much like negativity towards this fight.
Of course.
At first, everybody's like, "Oh, you gotta watch when they're talking crap about each other. It's so hilarious." And then, as the days gone by, the months gone by, people are like, "Dude, I don't even want to watch it." And more people I'm hearing is like, whatever.
Because that's the in thing to say. Because we all know like we're getting had. Yeah. We all know that we're getting because like the real winners are them. We're gonna talk about that later. That they are gonna get the money, and we're watching this ridiculous fight that's probably gonna end in a DQ. I think.
Did you hear what the average is to pay to a bar to get in to watch this?
What, $30?
$30-$40?
Yeah, home bar sold out. $30.
They just made money. It costs $99, right, to get this.
Okay, there's a difference. When you're a bar.
Right.
When you're a bar, you do not pay $99 because that's just for one.
True.
They're counting up all the seats in their bar.
Right.
So Spectrum is to come in there. That must they do for the Sunday ticket and whatnot.
They count
the amount of seats in the restaurant. So if you got 80 people in your bar.
Oh, wow.
They're going to charge you based off of 80 people.
Wow.
So it ain't no $99. They probably play maybe $1,000.
So that's the one day you do your carpet, right? Get rid of all the chairs.
Get them all up.
You're like, oh, bro, I want to get 5 chairs, cuz.
We need this space. We want a chair.
So 5 times $5, man. What do you want?
No, is that $20?
Shoot, okay. Thanks, man.
So home bar probably paying $1,000.
$40, yeah. $40. But they're still making money, though. They're making a lot of money, bro.
Get
food,
yeah,
drinks.
Let's estimate this. You know, big shout out to all of this.
Hostess.
Owner of home bar.
Oh.
But then,
do you know? Do you listen to us at all?
He's a follower on the Instagram.
Hey,
all of this owner of Home Bar.
Hey, respect.
And then, why you mad, bro? The haircutter, barbershop to the star, barber to the stars. He goes to Home Bar. So if we can safely estimate, Home Bar has like 80 people.
Right.
80 people paying $30.
Yep. Do the math.
Do the math, people. They probably gonna come out.
$2,400,
along with not eating and drinking included.
Yeah.
So they're gonna make probably about a good $5,000, $6,000 a night.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it racks like 10.
Possibly,
if the fight goes longer, more drinks, more food.
Right. Exactly.
Right? And if the fight goes short, everybody mad, throw glasses at the bar.
So you throw glass. Then they got to make one drink special. Yeah. Everybody do not throw glass.
After they're going to do the kind of tater tot special.
Right. And then Sir Mix-a-Lot going to say, put them on the glass. And then the girl's going to be like, oh, yeah. And that's it. Okay, so that's Saturday. Besides that, I just want to say right now, for final little thought here, as we got about like 8 minutes left.
Okay.
The eclipse.
Oh.
Waste time.
That's a waste, bro. I don't care what anybody say. Waste time, bro.
Who cares, bro?
Nobody cares, bro.
The aliens never land, bro.
Yeah. You never turn to a werewolf.
No.
Waste. I don't know. I see people on Facebook being like, you missed this. This is the greatest thing in the life.
No. The blood never come out of the walls. The seas weren't boiling, bro.
Vampires never show up. But could we see it here?
The dude will never turn white. We can't see it. We couldn't see it here.
So who cares? Yeah, who cares?
It was supposed to be at 6:20, July time.
P.M.
A.M.
Oh.
So I start work at 6 a.m. Uh-huh. So naturally, I'm driving around, and then come 6:20, I look outside.
Everybody hit the glass.
Nothing. I like Trump looking at squinting his eye, blind. That Yahoo. Mm-hmm. So there was nothing in July. It looked like any other day. So nothing was shown here. in the city of July.
Cause that's why, bro. We Hawaiian. We don't need eclipse, bro. You false crank medevac, so eclipse.
Bro, we ducking bullets every day, bro. We don't have time for this. Time looking for up it, at the bro. Sun, bro. This is not Land of the Dead looking at the sky flowers. All the zombies get distracted while we go loop.
Oh, nice.
Like that, right?
There you go. I like that.
We're not going to get by into that rubbish. So I just wanted to touch on that. Because that was this past Tuesday, Monday, whatever.
No, I mean, it would be better. I recognized it, but I was like, okay, well, you can't see it, so who cares? Right? That's kind of what it is. Like, well, kids, an eclipse. Awesome.
That's it.
Okay, on with my life.
On with our life.
Right. I got to go work. That's it. I got to make money. Got to be a good, productive citizen of Hawaii.
Support local.
So, yeah, whatever's with that. So, that was the weekend for you?
So, that was the Monday.
Monday.
Then the past weekend was, what was going on this past weekend?
Sky Cameron's birthday.
Yeah, the Somalia to the stars. Sky Cameron, the Yakidoshi.
Birthday, my man.
Yakidoshi, bro. Now, for all you hollies out there, whoever
Yakidoshi
else.
Yakidoshi is what?
Yakidoshi is, it's a certain time of year for man and a woman.
Aye.
Certain, for man, it is 41, yes.
Aye.
Iye. Dozo Yoroshiku. Daijoubu desu. So you have to turn 41 desu because your 42nd year is supposed to be bad luck, where you're supposed to blow up or die.
Oh, bro.
So you throw a party for yourself to basically, you know, tell all your friends and family.
Yeah, I'm going
to
blow up next year.
I'm going to blow up next year, bro.
Yeah, I mean, my mixtape going to be hot, son.
I'm going to do a dual album. So you tell them all, back me up, bro, because I'm going to blow them up.
Back me up. I might die, bro.
I might die. So you throw the party, big party.
So you probably get the sword for Arikiri. Oh, yeah.
So we had the big party, right? He rented out the Cocoid Cafe.
Oh, nice.
Big party. Leanne Wong.
Hey.
Long time close personal friend on the show. Yes,
she is very much.
Legitimately.
And she actually announced she's pregnant on the show.
She announced she's pregnant on the show.
Hey.
Yes, which nobody heard.
Yeah, okay. so never.
No one knew about it. No,
did you hear that?
Yeah, exactly. Glasses clinging.
Cling, cling, cling.
But she announced it at the Yakidoshi as well. She made the food, big layout of food, you know.
Wow.
And then I'm posting this on the IG story. You know, we got all the Yahoos, all the characters are there. One character that I'm going to see Wednesday evening tonight who's back in the mix.
Who's that?
The Boomerang Girl, bro, is back.
Hey!
She's back, bro.
Where'd she go?
She went to the mainland, come back, and said, forget it.
Oh.
She said that. Yep.
Oh.
So she was at the party, so I told
her. Hey, shout out. Boomerang Girl, Allie.
Boomerang Girl, Allie, yep. I told her, bro, I got something to tell you, bro. You better not screw around anymore. You come back to the island. You come back to Jawai.
She from here?
Yeah.
What high school did she go to?
Roosevelt.
Oh, Roosevelt. The fine Roosevelt.
That's right.
Kendrick went to Roosevelt.
Oh, really?
Yep.
See, everybody goes to Roosevelt.
Shout out K-Dot.
John from Truist.
And our favorite drum and bass DJ and yours.
DJ Claus, bro.
DJ Claus.
There you go.
Roosevelt's finest.
Roosevelt.
Boomerang Girl. K-Dot. No, maybe not K-Dot, but K-N.
Shin. Yes.
Kation, Dacian, okay. John Truist, and DJ Claus, number one drum and bass.
Roosevelt get the world title belt.
Wow. They might be the school of the year this year. We haven't got to think about it.
They're in the running.
It's coming up.
Yes. Yep. They're in the running. So yeah, good party. Had the 80s, 90s movie trivia.
Oh gosh. Did he host that?
He hosted that too.
Hosted
it in his own party. Had the music trivia. And I'm going to say, not to toot my horn, brah.
Won.
I won the team.
Right, brah.
My team won, brah. My team bad, your team good. There you go.
That's holding the title for Sleep Time's Over, Zach Morris.
And this was not hip-hop now.
Oh,
this was
there you go.
Movie soundtracks.
So you see
this was rock, alternative, one-hit wonders. Nobody know nothing, bruh. Nobody know nothing. And then it was a tiebreaker. And then the tiebreaking question.
Oh, here we go.
The song was, are you ready for this? Two Unlimited, bruh.
Wow.
He plays. You remember the song from Bring It On, right?
Yep.
Dun, 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 dun. You ready for this? Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Like that rendition.
That was the
tiebreaker, and I stood up like, bruh, all you fools are gonna go bow down because it's Too Unlimited, bruh.
Nobody knows them.
Nobody knows.
Okay, who's the guys that sing? Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun.
Oh, that's one. Hey, hey, hey. Dun, 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 dun.
I think I know.
Hey. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I think it's the Bay City Rollers, right?
I think so, yes. Something Rollers.
If it is, then I'm freaking
Bay City Rollers or something. Well, everybody knows that song, though.
But I don't know if people know the artist.
Yeah.
It's like Too Unlimited. Nobody knows.
Yeah. Or another one.
You hear it all the time.
Right. And then there's another one. Wiggle it just a little bit. You know that one.
Two in a Room.
No, that's Real to Real.
Real to Real.
No. You're right. Two in a Room. Sorry. Sorry. I got confused. But yeah, that's another question. So then, and you've seen me.
I paid attention when I was young. This one.
That's good, right? You study. So you've seen me. how I react at these parties. Because we were at the hip hop dinner, and we were playing Who Dis, and I kind of get like stressed. Okay, so I yell.
So, you're drinking too, right?
And there might have had an adult beverage or two.
Right.
So I'm there. I get stressed out. The song comes on. I the only one I know. I stand up. I'm like, how come you guys don't know this song? Come on. And I call people out. I'm like, bruh, I know you know the song, bruh. You singing the lyrics, bruh.
Oh, Sean, did he get anything?
Sean got some, yes. Sean is always the one. I always go to Sean, who's always across the room from me.
For some reason.
I think they do it so I can yell.
Yeah,
I'm like, Sean, Ivan, you know the song, bruh. Come on.
Come on, bruh.
And everybody's all looking
I
like,
don't know, bruh. That's a fix.
Dude. It's a, I Wanna Be Rich. Remember that song? He knew that song. I Wanna Be Rich. That he knows. 2 seconds in, you know that song, bruh. Oh, that was who is that one? I Wanna Be Rich.
Cash and
That no. That was
I
wanna get blasted.
Think about that later in the next segment. Exactly. Nobody cares who that is anyway.
Nobody cares about this like 10 minutes ago. Okay, so yeah, that's it. We're gonna go take a break here, and then
come back.
We got the guests.
The guests coming up.
Hopefully coming. They on the boat right now. They on the bus. They on the train. They flying in right now.
On the super ferry, bro.
I think so.
Coming from Molokai with the bread.
Yes, Molokai don't die.
And Naveed.
That's right.
Ill Nomad,
bro. We're going to have the hip-hop panel.
We're going to have a hip-hop panel, a boxing panel, an MMA panel.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back.
Time's over. Calvin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 5, Episode 8.
Like beef, bro.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Yo, aloha world, this is IA the Kamana Classic, represent aloha hype to the fullest, and you're listening to the Sleep Time's Over show with my man Kevin the Catalyst and the homie DJ Zach Morris. Come on now, we don't sleep around here.
Sleep time's over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Moore, Season 5, Episode 8.
No.
Episode 7.
Right off the bat.
It is 8.
No.
How's this? See,
look at this.
Right?
This is to start off the debate. We're debating on what episode this is.
Episode 7?
We don't know because we didn't put that up yet.
Yeah, because it's, anyway.
Wasting time, bro, because
it's Light
Beef.
Light Beef is the name of the episode.
All kinds of stuff happening on Saturday.
Yeah.
UH game. We got this big Yahoo fight.
Yeah, go Bulls, bro.
So.
Go Bulls,
that's
it.
Freak you guys. Facebook Live.
Freaking guys. Eh?
Freaking guys, bro.
We'll be watching, bro.
You get everybody in there.
Everybody.
It takes forever.
Forever, bro.
Get the shot. Okay, wait. Illmatic's here. So, he really is. There he is right there. Okay.
What they do on Facebook? It records
it. Well, Facebook Live is all jammed up, but then...
It's recorded, right? So you can watch it later.
We're just going to stare at IA. So we got Yahoo going on Saturdays, the Yahoo fight. We got to go into this Mayweather-McGregor. Our first ever panel discussion.
Yeah.
With the gentleman we have, first of all, the official...
Official.
MMA... Analyst to the stars. Now, we put that out there.
Look at that one.
Either way, because then... Facebook Live, you know,
whichever is the official one.
The official one,
official one.
There we go. Facebook Live, you're just like peeping in. Yeah. So we put that out there on the episode, and you emailed saying, "Hey,
I'm your guy.
Yeah.
I'm your guy." Yeah. So we have Chris and you.
I kind of was hoping that you guys would have like a few guys that wanted to be the guy, and we could like battle it out.
That would have been
like trivia or maybe even physical.
Yeah.
Thumb wrestling?
Thumb rumble.
Because I was ready for it all.
Right.
And that's
right.
What I want you guys to understand.
Dude, we can still do that then.
We can.
Because he lost his wrestling title.
So, therefore, we can do that.
But you're the host, so it doesn't matter.
We have a title for the wrestling trivia.
Yeah,
we have the MMA trivia.
Won by Jesse.
Out there, right? If anyone wants to challenge... And become the official MMA guy.
MMA trivia.
And, yeah.
So you're the interim champion.
So right now, you know.
We've handed you the title.
The title.
I'm holding the paper belt.
Calling everybody out.
The challengers have
stepped up. Right.
Much like Vince McMahon gave Cactus Jack the hardcore championship. We're giving.
Oh, there you go.
I like that reference.
So any takers, please email us at sleeptimesover@gmail.com. And we're down for trivia.
There you go.
I will hold the camera.
And also on the panel is...
And also on the panel, we got IA. He's back. Boxing. We'll make you the unofficial boxing analyst. We haven't talked about
and that. And he's the boxing analyst and the...
Kamayana Classic.
No, and the movie. And the movie star to the stars.
Oh, the movie. That's right. The Hollywood Reporter.
Reporter, bro. That's his OG title.
You have too many titles. I don't. I can't keep track of these. Three titles. The Hollywood gossip guy.
Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, there you go. Oh, there you go.
Segways. See? Segways, everyone.
I'm just happy his boxing guy is not coming after the MMA title because, I mean, he's got a real pedigree, and I don't know if I could step up.
No. Yeah, it'd be kind of rough that way.
Tell you what.
It's in the blood, but I'm a lover, not a fighter.
There we go, see?
But it could come out.
Yeah, it's there. That's all that matters.
So let's get right to this, okay? Now, I'll direct this to both of you right off the bat. When this finally was official, this was gone down. Initial thoughts. Initial thoughts on this whole fiasco.
I can't believe that son of a bitch pulled it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been following Conor just because being an MMA fan for 4 years or whatever now.
Yeah.
Since he first popped up on the scene, and there's no way 4 years ago anyone would believe that he's gonna fight Floyd Mayweather.
Right.
In an actual boxing match, bring Floyd out of retirement. For his 50th
fight. That's a big one, yeah.
To fight Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
I think that's crazy.
I think it was manifested in his mind, though.
It was. I mean, that's the crazy thing. I don't know the boxing thing, but he did predict. He's like, I'm going to take this whole thing over. Yeah. Entertainment. His famous quote, we're here to take over. We're not here to take part. We're here to take over. But, yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked, and I was just, like, surprised. I was like, he actually did it because they were talking about it.
Yeah.
But to actually sign the contract and get the fight done, I couldn't believe it happened.
That was, yeah, it's still shocking. Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I think first of all, we should look at Conor's persistence and with today's youth and next generation, everybody's always talking about they're lazy, like art, like the older generation saying, oh, this generation is so lazy.
The entitlement generation.
Right.
Can we please direct them? This next generation, look at Conor McGregor. He manifested, he told himself that, believed in himself so much, and he went out and he got it. Yeah. Kids,
right.
If you want something that bad, do the Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Okay, but other than that, I think that it's a terrible fight. It's terrible for boxing. It's terrible for the sport of boxing, just the integrity, What is Muhammad Ali must be rolling in his grave right now. Because if you think about it, Conor McGregor wins in three ways. If he wins the fight, he wins. He that whole argument MMA over boxing.
Right.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He's with his mouth, he's gonna run with it. We're better. We're better. We're better. Dana White's gonna be all over that.
Right.
Two, he loses, but he still wins because the money he's gonna be making. He could ride off into the sunset, like, hey, screw you guys, I'm done. This is what I want to do. I'm going to go, live a happy life with my family, raise my son. I have this college tuition ready.
Yeah.
Three, he loses, but he still is a viable opponent. He does well. He doesn't get knocked out. He doesn't get embarrassed.
Yeah.
He does okay, but he loses. He wins again.
Right.
Because now he can say that MMA fighters can keep up with boxers.
Right.
And Floyd Mayweather is by far one of the best boxers in history.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, unless he comes out and gets like knocked out in the first round or just gets worked and looks like a clown and
something embarrassing.
That's the only way. And even then, he's still walking away with $100 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if I blame Floyd for this, but I think it's just because being raised in the boxing scene and being raised under, my dad, a world champion boxer, and seeing what a boxer has to go through, with all the politics, a fighter in general,
right.
And what they have to put their lives through,
and
all these times where you're working your way up, 3 months, 4 months to fight a champion, and to get to that level, but then a champion pulls out, says he's hurt, or a champion waits for the last second and he's an opponent and says, calls you up in 2 weeks notice, hey, you want to fight for a world title? You got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So
right.
So with all those things going on, I mean, it just sucks for the integrity of the sport of boxing.
You know, it's, I agree too, and from the MMA perspective, there's two sides to look at it. There was one great thing about the UFC. We all know that they're ripping off the fighters. That the fighters should be getting paid a lot more.
Yeah.
They're a big corporation. They're probably pretty, I mean, at this point, you know, the Fertittas, they're the biggest gangsters of all time.
True.
You know, they like
built
this organization up, barely paid the fighters, set up the structure, had these superstars, and just sold it for $4 billion and rode off into the sunset with all these problems, USADA, and then this whole thing with John Jones. Yesterday, so crazy, dude. But the one good thing about it from fans' perspective is the matchmaking. The best always had to fight the best based on your merit, based on how well you did. You know, there was a few people that came out and they were popular and they got fights because of their popularity, but it was always based on skill, right? And Conor has the skill for sure, but the popularity, the talking, the trash talking, the hype, all of that is eclipsed that. So now it's become only about that. So now the UFC is almost like boxing in a sense where only the biggest fights are going to get made and only the fights that make sense financially are going to get made, not the best fighting the best. And the UFC motto is always the best fighting the best, and the UFC brand is the name, you know? And that, for from the fighter's perspective, wasn't the greatest, but from the fans, it was pretty fun getting to see everyone have to fight each other. But now the McGregor name is bigger than the UFC.
Right. It's all about personalities now.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't think he's going back to MMA. Mm.
And in that perspective also, and having wrestling fans here too, what do you think is a bigger event? Floyd and Conor's fight or WrestleMania?
It's becoming
like
equal.
I feel like this is like...
That's what they're heading
for. Conor, I mean, internationally.
Like, internationally, like yes. But they're leaning towards the personality-driven...
Right, right.
Way of thinking.
Yeah, it's about that. It's about the hype, the whole the tour, the world tour.
Exactly.
Get a, in the ring and talk smack. That's
exactly.
It's old school. Right?
Exactly. And that's what Conor, that's why he's driven all of this fan base. And he's driven to another guy's fan base who's a talker as well. You put the two talkers together, that's what you got.
Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Rock.
It's exactly.
I mean, there is performance. Like, Conor had to perform.
Right.
To get here.
You had to win.
You know, even though he did lose once. But this is a funny question, though. It's like, people give Conor, and, you know, I'm hoping, I don't know if this is your next question or whatever, sorry to cut in, but I always root for the shock factor. Like, there's a part of me that wants to see Conor do something just so to see the world get turned upside down, see Vegas go down, you know what I mean? It'd be crazy.
Yes.
But realistically, you know, Floyd's gotta do what he's gotta do.
Yeah.
There's no way, but... I forgot my original point, what I was saying. I got so excited thinking that
we're all excited.
Conor could do something.
Well, I'll pose a question.
I just saw the flames right now. Burning down the city.
So I'll pose a question. But I'll start with you first as far as you guys were bringing up. Like, it's a boxing and MMA have kind of turned a corner here where if Conor was to win, what becomes the sport of boxing, for example? If with MMA being more personality-driven. What's going to become the future for MMA? What's going to become the future of boxing? So, I'll get to your answer after this. What in the future, what do you see with the personality-driven MMA becoming the norm 5 years from now?
Going that way anyway, even because of the financial stuff. And you guys know about the Muhammad Ali Act? And you know about the Muhammad Ali Act.
Oh, explain that to us.
It's basically where it's an act in boxing. Right now it says boxers, you can't be represented by the promoter. Like, the promoter can't be the manager, the promoter, you know, can't wear every hat, basically.
Gotcha.
So in boxing, you have a title fight. You have two guys that agree to that title fight. Then you have promoters bid on that fight to see who's going to put it on.
Oh, okay.
Right? UFC doesn't work like that. UFC manages, promotes, matchmakes, does everything. But that's technically illegal in boxing. But now MMA guys, they're trying to get the law expanded to include all combat athletes.
Wow.
And it's just a simple, you just have to reword it. It's not a whole new legislation. And this is going to happen in the next few years. It's going to pretty much ruin UFC, the current UFC model. Because the top MMA guys are going to be able to have other promoters bid on putting on their fights.
Gotcha.
And like Conor, it's like boxing is going to be WBO, WBA,
right.
WBC, IBF.
Which is, you know, probably better for the athletes, but as for fans, there's, you know, Yeah, probably. But it's been the same for boxing, what, last however long?
50 years.
You know, so is it like... And they're both kind of gangster industries. Boxing's kind of run by gangsters and
definitely.
Today, you know?
Definitely.
So I don't know. Do you think it would ruin boxing?
Will we see more MMA boxing fights in the future?
I think that you're going to start seeing a lot more of this hybrid fighting. I mean, we all know that boxers going to MMA, you know, hasn't had the best results.
Yeah.
For example, James Toney against Randy
Couture.
Yeah.
Right.
But
that was
for MMA fighters to go to boxing, I think because the money is there, because the UFC fighters or MMA fighters, you know, they want to get that kind of money. You know what I mean? They're going to bring it over. You know, there's going to be a lot of more hybrid fights, you know, especially with personalities. I mean, how can you deny it? How can you deny this Conor and Floyd fight? Because there's so much money involved. You know what I mean?
It's the most
there's
mainstream
so much
thing.
Hype.
But
yeah.
I mean, other than...
This might be more hype than Floyd versus Manny Pacquiao.
I think it will.
Quite possibly
but
it will.
If you look at it, like, Conor is by far is the biggest draw in MMA.
Yeah.
And then Floyd is by far the biggest draw in boxing. Who's second to Floyd right now? I mean, Canelo, maybe? Triple G Canelo, which is a great fight. I'm very excited about that. I'm looking probably more forward to that.
The next person,
but
I guess
they
would
do
have
what
to be...
a 200,000 pay per view, 150,000. They don't do any more than that.
Floyd does a million
easily.
Right. So who's going to take over? Who's going to be?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the next MMA versus boxing?
Yeah.
I think it's just the timing of these two.
It's the time, right? So it's going to be several years down
the
line.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. You could see like some of these heavyweights coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not huge heavyweights.
Yeah.
So I could see like a John Jones going like up against like a Deontay Wilder or
I was thinking
Anthony
that
Joshua
the only one I can think of is like Joshua versus a heavyweight UFC guy. Stipe Miocic, the current UFC heavyweight champ, has talked about that. That'd be interesting. But I don't think it would be like a 4 million.
It wouldn't be the realms of this.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Because you got to look at the personalities again.
Yeah.
Like, are these guys talking?
I think you'd have to go back to the only other person in MMA who has that kind of draw like Conor McGregor would have to be John Jones.
Yeah.
Right.
Who knows now?
Yeah. Well, what is current situation? I mean, he's going to have to think of some.
I mean, if you look at the name guys, they're all in trouble.
Start calling out some.
You got Brock is in trouble. You got John Jones in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, who are you going to pull out to get this kind of revenue, dude, as far as personalities go as well?
What's funny, though, it has happened before. You guys know about the Muhammad Ali versus Aoki?
Oh, yeah, Aoki, yeah.
Yeah, the wrestler.
That was back in the 70s.
Rocky versus Hulk Hogan? I know it was a movie.
Hey, that's still though. Thunder Lift versus Balboa.
Yeah.
Yep. But that was an interesting card because you also had Chuck Wepner,
right,
who's a boxer, go up against Andre the Giant.
No way.
On that same card. They put this all together, this
real
fight, like a freak show.
Was it WWE? I mean, was it...
That's what they're saying.
They really fight?
I think that
this is celebrity deathmatch coming to
it pretty much it is.
This is
well,
like
the backstory
matches
with the Ali Inoki fight was Muhammad Ali was getting so pissed off at Inoki because Inoki never stood up. If you watch the fight, he's always crouched and he's always down because he's afraid he's going to get knocked.
Yeah.
So they ended in a draw and it was like a total squash. It was a total waste of time.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to lead
that
up to?
That was in a wrestling ring.
That was in a wrestling ring.
Like a wrestler versus a boxer.
They're clear,
gloves.
The show, Inoki had gloves.
It was almost like
Inoki had gloves.
Inoki had gloves, and he's doing this the entire time. So we got rounds after rounds of this. And so is that what we're going to be headed? We're going to build up a big fight, and it's going to end up being a schmoz, which could possibly be Saturday.
No, I think it's going to be exciting.
I think it'll be
more exciting than Pacquiao. Floyd.
I think the first...
That
three
was,
rounds are going to be exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we're going to be waiting for the... We're going to be watching the chase. He's going to...
Exactly.
Okay. So this is my biggest argument. I don't know if you're going to lead into this. But one of my biggest arguments is people are saying that Conor McGregor is going to knock out Floyd Mayweather. So I tell people...
I just saw the flames again.
I tell people... So you're meaning to tell me that top boxers who are some of the heaviest hitters in boxers, world-class boxers, in Canelo Alvarez, Miguel Cotto, Marcos Maidana, all these heavy hitters, rough fighters, could barely put... I mean, regardless, I think Miguel Cotto had the best tactic. He's the one that bloodied Floyd's nose. I mean, granted that Floyd said he wanted to feel a little more, you know, get a little scrappy and give the people what they wanted.
Yeah.
So you're telling me a guy like Conor McGregor, who's, this is going to be his first boxing match, is going to knock out Floyd Mayweather, but these four, you know, titans couldn't do
it. It's funny, I had the same argument or conversation, and I was talking, we were talking about how the Maidana fight, you know, Maidana, the first fight,
the sixth round,
kind of caught him a little bit, but it was because Floyd hadn't really fully downloaded his movement, you know, so there was that. But then the second fight, Maidana had no chance. He got schooled because Floyd knew what was coming. So that's an argument that a lot of Conor fans make, is that he's not going to know, because Conor's unconventional. He's going to come in. It's going to take Mayweather a few rounds to figure out his movement. So between that and then Floyd being 40 and maybe losing a step, maybe not, who knows? I mean, the Berto fight, he looked like regular Floyd.
Yeah.
But maybe his defensive reaction might be a little, like, you know, 5% slower than it used to be. There is a small window. I'm not saying that it's possible. I completely agree with you.
I still think that 5% window is still way faster than of Conor McGregor.
Yeah, it's disrespectful to the, you know, the last 10 world champions that Floyd's fought. I haven't been able to touch him. But who knows, the Manny fight, if Manny was healthy, that might have been a different fight, you know?
And we got to remember the fact that Floyd does not fight to, like, he definitely protects he's all about his legacy, his brand. He doesn't fight. This is not a Sugar Ray Leonard. This is not an Marvin Hagler.
No.
Tommy Hearns.
No.
This is a fighter who wants to win fights and keep his record intact.
Yeah,
he wants to score points.
Right.
The Mayweather tactic is scoring points. You know what I mean? And like they say, like, you can't hit what you can't see. So, I mean, even being in camp with Floyd Mayweather, like, you know, growing up and watching him in his training sessions, it's almost like they just train for speed.
Wow.
You know, they train this guy to be a mongoose. Mm. You know what I mean?
Do you think that that he's potentially lost a step, though? He's 40 or 39? 40?
He's 40.
He's 40. Right? 40. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to tell because he's fought. I mean, he's fought. He hasn't, you know, he's fought top world-class boxers the past 5 years. And, you know, he's given chances to guys who thought had a chance. You know, Marcos Maidana, who I thought that first fight, you know, was the closest that somebody had to beating Floyd since De La Hoya, or even going back to, who was the guy who fought? Castillo, who was also controversial. I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. If I honestly think that Conor McGregor, I mean, if I were him, I would have studied Prince Nassim.
Remember Prince Nassim?
How he's throwing punches from all over the place.
Yeah.
And you just got.
He has that attitude.
I'm just hoping.
Like, shit talking.
If Conor wants to beat him, I'm hoping Conor has the conditioning, because you're gonna have to smother him for 10 rounds.
Yeah. And Floyd's been working his body shots. Everyone's saying, watching him spar and hit the bag, he's specifically working them, and he's gonna work his body. And it's a different beast, boxing and MMA. In MMA, you can clinch up, even though it's a, you know, you could go either way. In MMA, you're doing a lot. You're boxing, you're wrestling, jiu-jitsu. So your energy might get drained quicker, but then you have opportunities to rest. In boxing, you have no opportunity to rest.
You think if Floyd dials in on Conor's game, he'll just play with him? Or he's just gonna make it quick work?
What about if Floyd breaks his hand? So they're fighting at 8 ounce gloves, which is worse for the hands.
Mayweather's known to have
brutal hands.
I just still think Conor's got to catch him still.
That was one of the funniest things on the world tour when they were face to face. I don't know if you saw that. They showed like the behind the scenes of, I think it was through the UFC feed, but they were talking smack to each other. And Conor was telling me, he's like, oh, it's cold outside. How's your hands? Your hands are real brittle, huh? They hurt when it gets cold, huh? Real cold, man.
Wow.
I was like, oh, shit. Like, psychological, man.
Still got to catch him, though.
But
it's true.
If he does, because Conor's got a big old hard head, you know? And if he hits him on the top of the head or something, hits him awkward, can easily break his hand. And if that happens, as long as Conor doesn't find out about it, but if Conor finds out about it, I think that's going to change the game. Because if Conor knows that he can't really be hurt, like Floyd's not hitting, you know, throwing full power, and he starts talking smack and kind of walking him down, I don't know, man. It can get crazy. I'm hoping for there's craziness, still, but I agree with you overall.
There's still the fact, I mean, also, that Conor is stepping into Floyd's world.
Oh, big time.
Yep. The octagon is a lot bigger than the ring. The crowds aren't as lavish and crazy as in boxing, you know, and not to mention Floyd's crowd that he brings. I mean, I don't know if you guys ever been to like a Floyd Mayweather fight or like a rowdy crowd or someone who brings a rowdy crowd. I mean, at the Blaisdell, you know, before we had Icon Sports where somebody brings out their community, comes out and it's rowdy. I know Conor McGregor lives for those moments, but boxing lights are going to be different from the speed of movement. Like Navid said, you know, the octagon, you have some time to rest. There's no resting there.
So there's going to be a lot of psychological factors here.
A lot of psychological
factors. For Conor.
For Conor.
Coming into this world. Because it's not Mayweather going into the octagon here. So.
But that's the thing, is that it would never happen the other way. It couldn't. There's no way a boxer.
James Toney. Thank you to James Toney.
That was terrible because he didn't even train. And he's notoriously known for being lazy and not training. And just.
And Randy Couture knows that.
And yeah, matching him up against Randy Couture was like, come on, UFC. Can you throw this guy? Give him a chance at least.
Yeah,
put him against the best like wrestler.
Been,
come on.
It should have been James Toney against Mark Hunt.
Nice.
Yeah,
but then, like, why even have an MMA fight? Why not just put
boxer?
Well,
that's why I'm saying, like, a boxer coming into MMA just doesn't make sense because you have to train ground fighting.
So if you think there's ever going to be a boxer that says, "Hey, you know what? I'm gonna train MMA for X amount of years and go into."
Honestly, I think the only person who could the kind of agility, to me, would be Manny Pacquiao in his prime.
Maybe.
To transition over.
That's
a harder transition, but so is MMA to boxing. I mean, the stance, everything is so different.
Right.
In MMA, you can't throw full, because every time you throw a punch, you're not throwing your best punch, because every time you're throwing a punch, you're thinking about everything else.
Right.
You know, you can't have a real wide stance. The way Floyd stands, it's got that real wide stance, kind of sideways. You can't do that in MMA. Your legs are going to get kicked out, you know? So it's a different beast. I don't know, man. I don't know. Where are you watching it? You're going to be watching it, right?
Of course I'm going to be watching it.
Yeah.
We have a little family party at the house tonight, you know, so.
Everybody at the Nanakuli, let's go.
That's it. Streets empty.
Let's go.
All the streets empty. So do you see, is he going to retire after this? Is he adamantly?
What goal does he have? I mean, I think this is his last fight. This could even be Conor's last fight.
But do you think it's a strategic move from him because he's 49-0? And isn't he tied with like Rocky Marciano?
Yeah. So if
he goes right. So then
I
that
will
be it.
I don't know how this works because it's an unsanctioned fight.
Will this even count as?
It has to be an unsanctioned fight.
Oh, you mean as far as like
the actual 50-0? Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
a good point.
It's not for any belt. It's not for any.
Belt.
Yeah, that's a good point there. So
but
this may not even count.
I mean, it's still a professional.
It's a professional bout, but it's unsanctioned
by any boxing sanctioning body.
Yeah. So. No, council
WBO,
or association
WBA,
is
this will not count on the record.
No.
For either. Wow.
But of course, we're going to say
as a professional record.
As a professional record.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
Professional record. 50-0.
But that's kind of controversial in boxing anyway, right?
Right.
An asterisk thing.
Organization
that,
is sanctioning what? And
yeah. The gangsters are working.
The gangsters are at work, bro. But I think, this is the easiest fight Floyd could have come out of retirement for. The biggest payday. For the easiest matchup, from his perspective.
Very true.
Maybe it's not.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe he made a huge mistake. Who knows? I don't think so, but we'll see. But
man.
From his perspective, this is definitely the biggest payday for the easiest fight.
Is the pay $600 million?
Oh,
and do we
know
the numbers here?
$350 million.
Yeah.
For everything else, it could be.
Yeah.
Way
sponsorships, all that.
Damn.
Right. Conor at least $100 million and probably.
Yeah. Good for him, man.
Right.
But then I think if Conor has a decent showing, or if he wins or something happens, he's probably going to stay in boxing. The whole Paulie controversy going on, that they're setting that up for a fight coming up.
I'm trying to hold my emotions in.
Paulie's
trying to
get paid.
Paulie is whack.
Yeah.
But for people to use that as an argument, like, oh, Conor McGregor, look what he did to Paulie.
Yeah, it's Paulie off the couch, too, by the way.
And I honestly, to me, like, Paulie to me is, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to take any credit away from the guy, but he's like a Steph Curry to me, kind of. You know what I mean? Right situation.
Who's
right
his biggest win, Paulie?
I don't know. Was
he's a two-time world champ, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, he never fought a Pacquiao. He never fought a Floyd. He never fought one of those guys. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think unless you fought one of those guys, you really know where you stood.
Right.
You know, each era had one of those guys.
Yeah. Right.
And for this era, I just feel like if you didn't fight Floyd or Manny, I don't think
the relevance is not there.
Yeah, it's not. You'd have to have fought one of those guys.
Yeah.
So I think like if you take, the guys who did fight them, Cotto, Margarito, who did Manny or Ricky Hatton, De La Hoya, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, granted De La Hoya was at the end of his career when he fought Manny, but I mean, when they fought one of those guys, one of those two, like, those were the two best of this era and generation. I mean, even like Marquez. I mean, he was lucky he got that last fight with Pacquiao. Like, that was crazy, dude. Luckily, he got it because, look, that cemented his legacy, you know?
Well, while your emotions are high right now, let's go with this. Predictions. What do you think is going to happen?
Man. My prediction is that Floyd embarrasses the Goliath of this match. You know what I mean? I think he's going to be too quick. He's not going to go in there and have a slugfest.
Yeah.
He's gonna do the Sugar Leonard pitter patter him and make him frustrated. He's gonna take him to later rounds. Conor McGregor is gonna, the adrenaline is gonna be used up by the fifth round.
Okay.
I really don't want this to happen, but for some reason, in my mind, in my heart, I think that after the fifth round, sometime Conor is just gonna be like, screw it, like, I'm here, I made it this far, he's gonna give him a cheap shot. Either a knee to the elbow.
I never thought about
that. Yeah, that's
a headbutt.
I never thought about that.
That was gonna be my prediction.
Was it the contract?
Oh. Yeah, it was like one of the first stipulations. If Conor attempts any illegal moves, he's getting a huge percentage of his purse taken away.
Oh, really?
So I don't know. I mean, there's a financial incentive for him not to, but if you're getting
maybe,
punched in the
very
face,
good
you
point.
Can't do anything.
Maybe
yeah.
in training.
Did not know that. Very good point.
Maybe in training, they figure out some kind of way to make a headbutt. Not
well, that's what
Paulie
was saying, too. Paulie was saying he uses some dirty tactics. You know? He was saying, I don't know why they didn't want to show the rest of the video.
Just don't be like Victor Ortiz. And trying to hug Floyd after you throw a
good
cheap
Lord.
Shot.
Yeah. Three times.
Well.
Oh, yes. Hey, I think the general public is going to be, I mean, I love Floyd because, his elusiveness and his skill, that's a whole other monster. You know, like, one thing is you have a gladiator like Muhammad Ali. But another thing is that you have somebody who perfected their skill of defense.
Yeah.
You know, and Floyd Mayweather. But I just think that the general public, you guys, I'm sorry to say, but you're going to be disappointed because nobody's going to get knocked down, and you're just going to see how good Floyd's defense is, and the people who are rooting for Conor McGregor, you're just going to see a lot of missing.
Oh, well.
And sorry.
I got Naveed. What do you think? Prediction?
I mean, I'm pretty much right there with IA as far as what logically should happen. But
you mentioned earlier.
But
yeah,
Conor McGregor is Irish, right? Right. That's a factor.
Big factor.
And for centuries, the Irish have been promising gold at the end of the rainbow, four-leaf clovers. I don't know. I
so
mean,
you're
have
saying
you
he's
ever
a
seen,
leprechaun? He's the
ever,
leprechaun.
Have you ever found a four-leaf clover personally?
No,
I have not.
I haven't either. Right? Have you ever found the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow?
No.
Not even in my Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
It's the old honey dick, the Irish honey dick. Wow. Are they going to get us again? Probably.
Yeah.
They got me again. I'm going to search for that gold, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but the only gold is Conor's. So no matter what happens, he's walking away with the gold.
Right.
But the reason why I say that is just funny. But the Irish thing, it's pretty nuts that the what he's been able to do up to this point is miraculous.
Right.
It's seriously miraculous. 5 years ago, he's a plumber in some dinky town in Ireland, with a decent MMA record, but obviously no prospects.
Right,
right.
And look at where he is now. So, somewhere in my mind, I'm hoping that he does something and he can shock the world. He can catch Floyd. Maybe Floyd has gotten this far, but just this one last time right at the end, he's going to get caught. Maybe. I'm kind of hoping for that a little bit.
Where were you guys when Roy Jones got knocked out for the first time?
Now, I remember that.
Remember Roy Jones was... Could you guys agree that Roy Jones was like at a point where he was like at Mayweather?
Untouchable.
Well, you can go even back further when Tyson got knocked out. That was... We all were shocked. In Japan? I mean, Buster Douglas?
Oh, was that?
I mean, that was shocking.
Yeah.
So, I mean, right along the same line.
I'd rather get knocked out by Buster Douglas than get knocked out by a Tarver.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. I guess so.
Something about him being upset with that list was just killing me. Come on, man. I'm way better than Roy Jones. Man, I won that fight. Yeah. You know, I don't know, man.
But what's funny is Tarver did predict that. He said, I'm going to go in there and knock him out. He said, I'm going to be the first guy to knock him out. And he did. I remember that.
I think
pre-fight.
He knew from that first fight. That's why. I think Maybe. He knew from that first fight. He knew something.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, who knows? So this is going to be one of those moments. Where were you when
Conor
McGregor knocked out?
Oh gosh.
That would be insane.
You know what? For all of you that are thinking that it's going to happen to where they're going to rig it to where Conor McGregor wins it so they can have a rematch and more money, do you think that a guy as flashy and as egotistical as Floyd Mayweather is going to let a guy like Conor McGregor blemish his record
just for a couple of hundred million?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Man, there's no way.
Yeah.
I don't see
exactly that. Right. Exactly right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark my word.
Crazy. Any
yeah,
kind?
I think the only reason why he came back and took this fight is because he thinks it's the easiest, best financial way to get to 50-0.
Exactly. What you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to read it. When we first found out about this, and I posted this up, I think it was on Instagram or Facebook, You had the line that kind of just summed up everything. The real winners of this whole match was them.
Yeah, the
we're all the losers.
Gonna get the gold
exactly.
The end of the
which,
rainbow,
which transcends what you
we're
just said now, right?
There
exactly.
Four leaf clovers.
We're all the losers.
Still not gonna find them.
Exactly.
Golden horseshoe, you know.
Exactly. So yeah, that bottom line sums this up.
That's why I'm kind of hoping for something crazy, just so like the, you know we get something out of it instead
right.
of just watching.
Right.
What
two
we
three
think
rounds.
Is gonna happen,
right.
You know,
another milestone in combat history of Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson, Antonio
right.
Tarver and Roy
right.
Jones.
Something. But
well,
then if Conor does win, he's going to be too much. He's going to be, I don't know,
right.
the world's
he's
not going to be able to handle
who's
him.
Who's he going
to
fight?
Yeah, he might ruin, he's pretty much ruined UFC in a sense. He walked
right.
away two belts, ruined two divisions. The featherweight division, I mean, now Max had that big statement win over Jose Aldo. So it's like more legit, but there's still a lot of questions because the real champ of that division never defended it. Conor's never defended any of his titles.
That's crazy.
You know, he's won them and then he's walked away. He's always going to the bigger opportunity and
right.
just leaving behind
right.
the sport. You know what I mean? And all these other guys that have been working.
Hey, shout out to my brother, Max Holloway. I know Max would knock out Conor.
He's watching.
Good, dude,
he'll be there. He'll be
that's the one fight in MMA that I want to see more than any. You know, because the first fight they had, everyone says Conor was hurt.
Right.
And they went to a decision, but Max was hurt too in that fight. I remember that fight. Max
so you think more? Do you think more MMA guys are going
to
take Conor's page and start hyping themselves
they
up?
They have to. They have
start
to.
Start talking.
Everyone's telling them that. The manager's telling
exactly.
them
exactly.
The
they got
it.
They're building them up.
Holloway doesn't have. Doesn't seem like he has
Dana
that hype.
Always
though.
Says that. He's like, if you got to hype yourself up, and
yeah.
you got to do this, you got to do that.
Become a character.
And that's why I say it's ruined MMA
right.
a little bit.
Right.
right.
It's not about your performance as much as it is about
skill.
How much. Smack
right.
you can talk outside.
Right, 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 right.
Right, so I mean, in summary, you're going to have possibly, okay, McGregor going to further leave, like how you said.
Yeah.
Possibly go become pro wrestler. It kind of leads
Maybe.
Into that angle.
Yeah, WWE,
right?
bro.
You have that
why,
situation.
Yeah, why not?
But wait, a pro wrestler? There's already Sheamus. Sheamus is the Conor McGregor of
right.
WWE.
So what are you going to do? You're going to have the big blow off.
Yeah.
Right? I'm from Ireland.
Yeah,
that's bold. WrestleMania match right there. He'll come back out.
More money.
And more money. And he's a talker. He'll fit perfectly in there.
I think either way, he's probably going to do some WWE.
He has
oh,
to.
Yeah.
He has to. Because they're
Floyd
trying to get Rousey to get in there
Floyd
for the same fact.
Floyd did it.
Floyd did it.
That's right.
Floyd wrestled
Floyd
Big Show.
Floyd has grappling experience.
He was in WrestleMania.
Big Show.
Yeah.
Exactly. So these talkers always go to the entertainment side,
well,
and that's
Floyd
it.
Floyd is 50-0.
If
he beat the Big Show.
He did.
Oh, wow.
He did.
Yeah,
so if you look at it like that. So...
Mike
I tell you what.
Punch out style, right? Jump up and punch.
Exactly. exactly. Do the
little jump.
So that's basically what you got. You have a milestone on one end. of that could be happening Saturday, or you have Inoki versus Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
All over again.
I'm gonna go with Inoki versus Muhammad Ali.
You know what? I think I'm leaning towards that as well. I don't want to. These guys want
to make the most money the easiest way they can, and nobody's, you know, Conor has already suffered a loss before in MMA. It's gonna hurt him less than it hurts.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. MMA, you can lose. It doesn't matter.
And let's think about it. With the 12-1 odds in the beginning of the opening bets for the fight.
Yeah.
And the amount of people that bet for Conor McGregor with those 12-1 odds.
Yeah.
A lot of businesses in Vegas, you know, Atlantic City, these places are going to go bankrupt.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm pretty sure, mentioned earlier, yes.
If we're talking about conspiracies, you know, conspiracy theories.
Right.
I'm pretty sure those entities have some money to tucked away where they can go, hey, Conor, come on, man. Just take the money. We don't want to go bankrupt.
Right.
You know. Take this extra on top of that.
Once again, we all lose.
Way too much money on that.
Once again,
we all lose.
The general public loses.
Yeah.
So, have fun watching, everyone. Does it sell it for you?
I hope you have a dragon
ball.
Yes.
Gavin Tendo, what do you think is going to happen?
University of Hawaii will win.
There you go.
Against University of Massachusetts.
That's right.
Massachusetts,
UMass. This is on the road, right?
At Amherst.
Oh, wow.
Yes, there you go.
I thought UMass only had a basketball team.
They actually have a pretty decent team this year, yeah.
There you go. That's a solid prediction.
That's my prediction. I'm not going to. I'm going to be at Comic-Con, dude.
Exactly. That's like, you're talking to Bill Shatner, man.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him and Steve the Pirate.
So how can you watch the game? It's still the pay-per-view thing.
No, it's going to be free.
Yes, according to breaking news.
Free for, what is the new company? Spectrum. They're showing it free.
So you have to have Spectrum cable.
Yes.
And only this game is free.
I think that's the one.
The opening game.
Yeah, that's the lure. Because
it's in Massachusetts. So Massachusetts is actually decent this year.
Rolovich. I'm telling you, if you want to win games, play the West Side Bloodline. Timoteo, Kalakaua Timoteo, play that boy.
Yeah. He's gonna play him. He's gonna start. I think he's gonna start. Rolo knows what's up, dude. He knows what's up with the Islanders.
Has that been decided yet? Is he gonna be the starter officially?
I don't know if he's a starter, but I think he has a great chance. He's in the rotation.
Right.
So he's already in the rotation last year. So Rolo knows Hawaii, how to touch Hawaii, you know? So I think he's gonna start bringing all these.
And please, if he scores a touchdown, let him dunk the football on the goalpost.
Yeah, no excessive celebration. Just let him dunk.
Straight up, let him have some fun.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah. What was your prediction? Did you say your prediction? Yeah.
Third round. I was gonna say Conor was gonna get disqualified, but based off what you stated,
money wise, yeah,
that is not gonna happen now. So. He's going to get worn out by, like how you were saying, by the fifth round thing, like the third, fourth. It's going to psychologically get in his head.
Yeah.
This whole different environment, as confident as this guy is, he's going to be shook a little in the back of his head at what's going on with this whole situation, how he's really here. And it's going to be a lot of dancing around, and it's going to be a lot of Antonio Inoki running around, and Muhammad just looking pissed.
Yeah.
It's going to look somewhat like
Floyd's
that.
Floyd's going to be running around, and Connor's going
to... Floyd's going to be doing defense. Connor's going to be trying to chase him around, and... I don't know how it will end. I don't see it in a decision situation. I don't see that going.
Yeah, Floyd knocking him.
That would be the only thing I could see because I was thinking of disqualification, but that's not going to happen because of financial. So it would have to be some kind of a schmoz.
Do me a favor. All you guys, with us talking, everybody watching live, watch Arturo Gatti against Floyd Mayweather. That's pretty much what this fight's going
to
be.
Mm. Okay, I need to watch that.
Watch that fight.
There you go.
And okay. That's what it's
give
be.
Us some inclination what's going to happen.
I
try not to remember it because Arturo Gatti has such, you know, a lion heart kind of guy. But man, talk about being embarrassed. Talk about swinging and missing, and it got to a point where Arturo Gatti's eyes were so fat and swelled up that he couldn't even see. They had to
damn.
Stop.
Oh, right.
Arturo Gatti wanted to keep fighting.
Right.
Respects Arturo Gatti.
Exactly.
Yeah. Legend.
R.I.P.
Wow. Definitely check that out.
But watch that fight. Watch that fight. Arturo
Gatti. I do hope McGregor gives him a good shot in, though. That'd be awesome.
I would not be surprised.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Just a little, you know, like Tyson punch
out.
Probably
erupt for that.
Early, you know, like doing. Give him a little confidence to keep pushing forward.
Right. Right.
Maybe talk some smack.
He's going to talk smack. He's gonna
well, clearly the first
smack.
Two rounds are going to be insane. The crowd will be insane.
Yeah.
Everybody would just
so
be
so you can
adrenaline.
Actually watch the UH game because it's at noon, and then you can watch the fight.
Yes, that's right. That's Party Central right there.
Hawaii right there. Boom.
There you go. Party Central. There you have it. We'd like to thank
Yes.
Illmatic, IA, Common Classic, you guys. MMA boxing. Coming together.
Yes.
Coming together.
Our official. Hawaii hip hop. There you go.
See? A new angle for the Hawaii hip hop community. See, we're going to have two prominent artists not talk about hip hop.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't talk about hip hop at all.
To show the depth of these personalities right here.
See? There you go. Sleep Time's over. Captain Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, IA, Illmatic, Super Groupers, Kamaina Classic. Check out his brand new video that just dropped. IA.
What's on, baby?
And then, Naveen, what you got going on? Talking hip hop now.
What do you got?
Super Groupers, new EP coming out, Illmatic album coming out. There's all kinds of stuff coming out. There Rock the School Bells, Hawaii's.
Well, that's right.
Hey, I'm gonna throw this out. I'm gonna be his manager. I'm gonna as a scratch DJ.
So if any of
you guys want to battle my boy right now,
hey, I'll tell you what.
Horrible.
Anytime
you Newmark mixers.
Two more months. I'm ready.
Catch out all of his DJing abilities.
There you
IG
go.
Thank you.
IG story.
All day.
No sleeping
literally
tonight.
Literally all day. All right.
That's it. Sleep time's over.
Thank you, everyone.
Come out.